A recent episode of the public television series Nova focused on the making of the North American continent. And right in the center of it all were the chalk beds of Kansas. Much of the Nova segment was filmed at Monument Rocks, the chalk outliers in the valley of the Smoky Hill River in Gove County, out in west central Kansas. Nova described the chalk's deposition, then its subsequent exposure and erosion. They also showed collectors Barbara Shelton and Chuck Bonner recovering a fossilized fish from the chalk, a Zaphactinus, a fierce fish maybe 12, 13 feet long. About 80 million years ago, most of Kansas was covered by an inland sea that left behind the chalk and big vertebrate fossils like fish and sharks. Nova talked about Kansas, though, mainly because of the impact that sea had on the land to the west and the evolution of the dinosaurs that were living out there. The Kansas chalk and its fossils are famous in geology and paleontology. If you've seen the chalk beds, chances are it was at Monument Rocks or maybe Castle Rock in eastern Gove County. These chalk outcrops are on private property, and while the landowners are open to visitors, a public road runs in between some of the chalk outliers at Monument Rocks, it's important for visitors to remember that they're on private property and behave accordingly. Another good place to see the chalk is less well known, the Smoky Valley Ranch in Logan County, northwest of Monument Rocks. The Smoky Valley Ranch is on private property too, but owned by the Nature Conservancy, which has developed hiking trails on the property's west side. Those trails are open to the public. The chalk deposits here may not be as spectacular as Monument Rocks or Castle Rock, but they're extensive, and it's a good way to see the chalk up close. Now, you can't collect fossils on these trails, but you'll see them. Vertebrate fossils are rare, but there are oysters and giant clams and maybe even crinoids. Crinoid fossils are common here in eastern Kansas. They're round with a hole in the middle, kind of like lifesavers. These eastern Kansas crinoids were rooted to the bottom of the ancient seafloor. The ones out west look much the same, only they floated freely on the ocean surface in thickets. There's lots of other stuff to see at Smoky Valley. A bison jump site where Paleo-Indians herded and butchered buffalo thousands of years ago. Modern bison that the Nature Conservancy raises here. And there's the short grass prairie with its prairie dogs, antelope, and burrowing owls. One time we even saw swift foxes out there. To make this trip, check the Nature Conservancy website for directions. Keep an eye on the weather. It requires driving on dirt roads. Take some water. Watch out for untoward animals like rattlesnakes. You'll come back with a greater appreciation for the complex beauty of west central Kansas, both today and 80 million years ago. And you may even see why the folks at Nova and the rest of the scientific world think western Kansas is a pretty cool place.